This is Roy and Friends with Roy Perez.
Morning, everybody, and welcome to Roy and Friends. We don't have Roy.
But we got the friends.
But we got you.
We got
and
the
that's
friends.
Important.
Craig, can you fix my earphones?
Yeah, Craig is driving us.
Much better now. I can hear myself and Peter. How
yes,
are you, Peter?
I'm very well.
So, today is the 24th of
January.
January.
Mm.
January.
January is nearly over.
We're going to talk about January as well just now. You don't know what January is.
Depends on what you mean by that.
Okay, I will. There is a meaning. It's not
I
just.
Know,
I didn't just made it. So today is the 24th of in January. Sorry, and it's Yud Chet, 18 of Shvat, 5779. And you're listening to Roy and Friend. As I mentioned, Roy is not here still. He will be back with us next week. I'm Liel, and I will be replacing him for today. And with me is friends. I'm also a friend, actually.
We're all friends.
I've got Peter Feldman. How are you, Peter?
As I said, I'm great. You know, we went last night to this premiere at Sandton City for this South African movie.
Okay.
Called 3 Days to Go, which is sweetly sentimental. It's about a family gets together after the death of the father. And
let's talk about it. Don't tell us everything.
No, I'm not.
We're
going to
talk about it just now.
Oh, really?
Yes. Huh?
I didn't know.
We're gonna do a recap for the movies. You can put this one as well.
Okay.
Okay. Moshe Staugard is
good
also
morning.
Here with us. Good morning. How are you?
Very well, thank you.
How did you sleep last night?
Well, I told you I didn't.
You told me you didn't.
You know, I got a pain in my knee, you know, after the operation, so it's.
Oy
vey. You know, it's very unpredictable. Suddenly you got the pain and.
As long as you're not a pain in the neck.
Please don't complain on this show. The Yiddish show is in next hour. You can complain on the Yiddish.
I don't want to be in a complaint about
this. So don't. Very good. Say good things. Be happy.
Yes.
What else we have today? We're going to try to talk about a couple of issues. We're going to listen to nice music, I think. I chose it. So I think.
I hope you
will also think. Hey?
You asked for input from me yesterday.
On
some of the music.
And I'm still waiting for it, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I asked you if you want any songs to send it to me, and my phone still didn't got any message from you, so...
I mentioned it verbally. Never mind.
Email with 3 attachments and whatever.
3 attachments.
Yeah,
I can just put it
in
the body text.
7. What's a body text?
It's the when you said, "Dear Liel, hi, how are you?" And you write it. It's not an attachment.
I'm asking when you write to me, write dearest, not dear.
You're not a woman.
I'm still dearest. Dearest it means the most.
You're dearest to your family.
I'm dearest to everybody.
I normally say hi. Hi from Chai.
Hi, it's Pete. Well, this morning I want to tell you that I was watching TV and everybody's speaking about Venezuela. Moshe, did you watch about Venezuela?
Yes.
So it's not a bad thing actually. What is going on? Venezuela is under a dictatorship for donkey years.
How long is it over? A couple of years.
No. Forget about Maduro. I'm talking about Chavez.
This country
is anti-dictatorship and horrible stuff are happening there for the last 20, 30 years.
But for the first time, you know, there are some countries in South America,
maybe
except of Bolivia now, even the United States doesn't recognize Maduro
as the new
president, only the opposition.
Why?
Well, Look
do they care about there. Do they care about what's happening to the people of Venezuela? No.
About the oil?
No.
They care about the oil because you know Venezuela got the biggest reserve oil in the world.
Yes, and it wasn't a problem before. What's the new problem now? Let me tell you. From 2014, because of the big crisis in Venezuela, and Maduro is there from before 2014, so it's not 2 years, it's about 6-7 years Maduro is the leader.
No, Hugo Chavez. When did he die?
He died about 4-5 years ago, and Maduro was before him because he was sick. He wasn't even in Venezuela. So about 6-7 years. But from 2014, the crisis is very, very bad. You're talking about over 3 million people left Venezuela.
Yes.
What does it mean? That they are coming to America.
That's
They're
right.
coming to the neighboring
that's
country.
Why, that's
now,
why he wants a wall.
Now they feel the problem in Venezuela on their own flesh. Because when the people in Venezuela don't have food and they can still trade with Maduro and get the oil, they don't have any problem. But now they have a problem. Why do you think Trump did what he did now? And it's not a bad thing. I think that it's the right thing to do it. I wish that America would do it about 10 years ago when the situation started becoming very bad. But they didn't. They did it when it starts hurting them directly. And that we're talking about the refugees from Venezuela, that is a problem for all of South America. And of course, America is the biggest developed country around. So they're all coming to America. And now Trump or the Trump administration decided that they need to do something. And they are recognizing the leader of the opposition, yes, as the president of Venezuela. And it didn't go very well with Maduro. So we're going to have problems now.
Well, I think so, because, you know, let's see what will happen in Venezuela, because he won't give up so easy.
No.
So maybe it will be...
And he controlling the army and the police. If they will want to change the leadership, they will have to bring the army over there, yeah. America.
Depends if the army is with Maduro, then he's a winner. If they're against, because the army is really deciding, you know.
At the moment, yeah, at the moment it looks like they're with Maduro and it's not going to change.
How many dictatorships are there in South America, do you know?
About, I think, in Bolivia there's one.
Not a lot, eh?
No,
not a lot. One. They're not as bad as the Middle East.
Even Cuba is not in
Africa.
Africa happens.
No. But they are quite, poor people in South America, like in the Middle East, like in Africa.
So plenty. And, yeah. Therefore, you call it the dictatorship, because he knows who you got over there and she's ruling them.
The problem with dictatorship, that usually it's a group of...
Dictators. Who work together.
It's usually a group, a very small group of the people of the country, a very small minority that controlling everybody. And that's never worked.
With their draconian laws.
With whatever, listen, terrible. They do whatever they want to take care of themselves and to make sure that they will sustain.
Listen, you know, there is not such a thing like a perfect, you know, not democracy, communism or dictatorship. Doesn't, you know, dictatorship is not good because somebody's controlling you. Communism, you become lazy. Because somebody works for you, you know what I mean.
You
see,
you get money,
so you know what I mean. So whichever way you take.
So what's,
you know,
a good one? Capitalism.
Well, that's why the Soviet Union collapsed, because the capitalism collapsed the Soviet Union. You know, because they said, listen, you know, you want to achieve something, work for it. Don't sit over there and.
There is not a lot of places in the world left that you can run from capitalism and not live in capitalism. People work for money today, and that's what counts. And there's nothing that we can do to change it. You can have ideology and whatever. With ideology, you can't go to the shop and buy food.
You can't.
Yeah.
Okay. You must be an entrepreneur and you must be a go-getter.
Just like happening in South Africa. Have you been watching the state of capture?
No, what's happening in the state of capture lately?
Well, I've been not following it every day, but just looking at the news headlines, and yeah, a lot of things are happening, a lot of things are coming out about payments and bribes, which we expected, but now they're isolating who's who in the zoo. And a worrying factor is the Zuma affair, with Zuma and Ramaphosa coming together. He was greeted by thousands of followers in Durban recently. So the guy's not put out on the burner. He is now part, you know, the movement towards getting votes for the election, which they say is going to be sometime in May. So we're going to hear a lot of false news. We're going to hear a lot of pomp and propaganda from all sides. And we've got to be discretionary. We've got to do think about what they are saying and decide what we want to think, because we don't want people telling us they've done this, they've done this. I mean, this morning, the mayor of Johannesburg was on trying to defend himself against all these accusations of bad
governance,
all the rates and taxes, and accounts were all out of sync. People were being charged thousands and thousands of rand. I mean, my rates and taxes just skyrocketed. And, you know, there's no justification for a lot of it. And now Eskom is trying to sort something out and get more money. So we're in a perilous position at the moment. And so what are they feeding? What's the ANC feeding the people?
I think that the ANC is worried because the election comes in. Now, whatever happened now with the Zondo inquiry, with this Angelo Aggrisi from Bosasa, all the dirty
Linen
washing comes out.
Yes.
So it might happen.
Guys, all this.
It might happen that the ANC won't even take 50%.
Moshe, all these thoughts, we're going to go to commercials and then we're going to come back. We're going to go straight out for a nice song. Craig, you want to put some commercial first and come back to me? I'll introduce the song.
Guys, unplugged. Here's what you missed.
Did I make a mistake? 7th of February.
Yeah. Didn't we say 6?
No. Did I? The time is 6.
I think I heard 6. But 7. That's
I was thinking about sex, but I said 7.
You said 7. Okay, good.
Yeah, don't forget.
As long as, you know, one in the heart, one in the mouth, eh? It's important what you say, not what you think.
Oh, is it?
Cash Porn Stars. Unplugged. Wednesdays at 6 p.m.
This is Ryan Friends with Roy Paris.
So just one remark before we go to wake you up a little bit. Do you think the Russians are going to interfere with our elections?
I wouldn't put it past them.
Keep it in mind.
Oh.
guys, let me try to wake you up, Craig. Ready?
This is Ryan Friends with Roy Paris.
And welcome back. And sorry about the beginning of the song, but that was the...
Technology.
Charlie Daniels band with The Devil Comes Down to Georgia and their fiddles. Very nice. We want to talk about movies and we still have one ticket to give away, so we're gonna do it today. Peter gonna ask you a question. We're gonna give you all the numbers to call. The WhatsApp number is 061-895-1019 and the SMS number 34519. Peter.
Last night I discussed several movies opening tomorrow. The one I focused on mostly was a film called On the Basis of Sex. And this is because it's a film about a female lawyer who succeeded beyond her wildest dreams. Her name is Ruth Bader Ginsburg. And the story focuses on her. Felicity Jones, who's a British actress, plays the lead role. And it's her years when she joined Harvard Law. She was one of 9 females. There were 500 males, and already there was gender inequality. And all her life, she fought for gender equality. And this, her life was focused on changing the law. And she did amazing work. And this film is so well done; it's compelling entertainment. So I wanted to know who the actress is who plays Ruth Bader Ginsburg. That was my question last night, and this is my question this morning. So if you want to just WhatsApp us or SMS us the answer, we'll get you some Mobi codes, and then you can go and see a movie at New Metro. I just want to mention that the vouchers are valid for 2D or 3D movies for regular and VIP cinemas, and we have a special arrangement Chai FM has, our show has, with the New Metro, so that our listeners can go and watch a movie and with our Mobi codes in the VIP area. The vouchers exclude Extreme and 4DX cinemas, as well as movies in their first week of release. So unfortunately, you won't be able to see On the Basis of Sex, but you can see the many other movies that I've mentioned, like The Mule, The Old Man with a Gun, and a few other really good movies.
It's interesting. Let me give a tip to our listeners. If you really want to go and see the new movie, wait a week. Next week you can go
and watch.
Yes,
of course. I mean, you see what the big movie is. It's still hanging on. There's Aquaman. In 3D.
That is a top
Listen,
Sasha said yesterday that Bohemian Rhapsody is still on circuit.
It's still on circuit. It's amazing.
It has longevity at the Rosberg Mall.
Since the end of October. So that's a good 3 months and that's quite awesome.
Beyond expectations. Yeah. It's amazing because you don't really know how well a film is going to do. And now with the Oscars coming up, people will want to see
the movie
that's been nominated.
Yesterday after you left, we talked, Sasha,
did the Star Report.
And we talked about the Oscar nominations.
Yes.
And the only messages that we got, and we got quite a lot of them,
yes,
was Bohemian Rhapsody. It must win. You must go and watch it. Everybody was very excited about the movie. So in the entertainment part,
I don't know so much if it's going to win. 100%.
But I'm saying, entertaining. Yes. It's
entertaining.
It's the most entertaining movie of the year, I think, because of the music.
Oh, the music and the affiliation with Queen.
As a movie and as the facts and everything, maybe it's not that great, but as entertaining factor, it did quite a number.
But look what it's up against. I mean, I've seen Green Book.
Yes.
Which has only been released on the 14th of February.
And did you like it?
I loved it. It was a very good movie.
So why?
A Star is Born is also, in its way, a good movie. Okay. I wasn't overwhelmed by it.
Okay.
I don't often like remakes of remakes, which it was. I don't know if Lady Gaga will get the accolade she expects.
But you like the other movies, like the Black Klansman. You like the movie?
I love the Black Klansman.
It's a good movie.
Yeah, Spike Lee was amazing movie.
And by the way, the Black Klansman, I didn't got the connection until like a month ago. The star of the Black Klansman.
Yes.
Do you remember his name?
Johnson.
The guy that play. His name is Washington.
Yeah, Washington.
Yes.
Yeah.
Why his name is Washington?
You tell me.
Because his father is Denzel Washington.
Denzel Washington. Of course, that's his son, yeah.
I never made the connection. And I know the
actor
for a very long time.
I mentioned it in my review, if you'd listen.
I don't listen.
Okay, that's fine.
It's go over my head.
Okay, I just want to mention a couple of other movies that aren't. Last night I went to see 3 Days to Go. It's a South African movie set in Durban. An Indian family, the father dies, and their children come together. It's not new, the theme. It's been done in America several times in different movies. But it has a South African connection, and it's quite fun. And the son is a gambler, and he's losing all the money. And the daughter wants to hold on to the house, and then the other son wants to sell it. So it's, you know, family dysphoria, dysfunctional family and what happens. And it was a full house. All the stars were there last night. They had the red carpet. And I really enjoyed it in its way. And then there's another movie called Matwetwe. I don't know if it'll succeed in pulling in high FM listeners. It's set in Atteridgeville in Pretoria. It's one of the townships. And about two young guys, teenagers, who've just left school and are trying to work out what they're going to do with their life. One of them wants to study botany. But what they do is the one guy, Lifa, he actually grows special weed. And the weed is called Matwetwe, which in Pretoria lingo means wizard. And he starts selling it, and he wants to make a lot of money as a drug dealer. And it's what happens with all the different township folk, with gangsters trying to hone in on his work and trying to steal it. So, as I said, I think it'll hit its target market, but I don't know how many, you know, Chai FM, unless you're really interested in movies and South African movies, you may want to see that. And then we've got Replicant with Keanu Reeves, which I mentioned last night, about him cloning his family who'd been wiped out in a motor accident.
Yeah, this one I listen. You said
and
to try to avoid it. Yeah.
I would say it's not the best film. I've never seen Keanu Reeves in a really, really good movie, unless you want to argue on The Matrix and a few other things. But there's no emotion in this guy. He's like an oak tree. So, so that's, we've given you the question, we've had a response.
I loved Speed, one of my favorite movies ever.
Speed. Yeah. Wasn't Sandra Bullock in it?
Sandra Bullock, Keanu Reeves.
It's like Roy liking Rambo.
it's a nice movie, watch it.
Okay.
It's a nice movie. Like I said, entertainment also have a value. So, if you're entertained for an hour and a half, it's also a value.
What I watched the other night on ETV, believe it or not, was a couple of the old James Bond movies with Daniel Craig.
Daniel Craig is not called James
Bond. He is not a James Bond, I'm sorry to say.
I love him. I think he's the best James Bond.
Do you think so?
Daniel Craig is the best James Bond.
He's better be.
The only problem is the blonde hair, but otherwise he's as an actor.
We watched Skyfall, in which...
Chivalry. You know what chivalry is? This guy is chivalry.
Chivalry. Chivalrous, I know.
Chivalry.
Okay. Each to his own opinion. That's what makes us individual, and it will make us different.
No, it was a difference between in the olden days when Roger Moore and Sean Connery, they were so
They were suave, they were sophisticated.
Very gentlemen, you know. This one, Daniel Craig, you know,
he's a rough, calmer,
yeah.
Yeah,
but
rough
like
and ready.
You also, you also had Timothy Dalton and
Pierce Brosnan
after it. They're very different than Roger
Moore. You had George Lazenby.
It was a fluke.
We won't go there.
George Lazenby.
Now they're talking of maybe having
But he did one movie, I think. No?
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
They're now talking of having a black James Bond or
Idris Elba.
I wouldn't mind.
I think it's going to be good.
I also think it's going to be good. But Idris Elba got decided it's not that serious. He's a family guy. He's a loving guy. He's a smiling guy. So maybe this will, you know, you need to be very serious. Or at least like Daniel Craig, he wasn't that famous when he came there. So he can build this personality.
Yeah, he is more rough. As,
you're very rough.
And also,
There's no charm surrounding him.
To be James Bond, I think it's hurt your acting career.
Well, yeah. It does. It stereotypes you.
Yes.
It's the way it is.
So a guy like Idris Elba that is so popular.
He should worry. Why should he go there? millions of dollars for his role. And for each movie, it's
100%. But I think that a guy like Idris Elba at least got other explorations.
Do you watch Luther?
I watched a couple of Luther. I watched him in The Shield. What was it? The first one. I think The Shield. He was playing in The Shield, the drug dealer. That's where he came famous.
He's got a presence.
Wasn't he also in 12 Years a Slave?
12 Years. Yeah, he was in a lot of movies. He's a great actor. So guys, don't forget that, just give us the question again. Let's give them the,
I was talking about, On the Basis of Sex, who's the lead actress in the movie, depicting, Ruth Bader Ginsburg's.
Okay. And the WhatsApp number is 061-895-1019 or SMS at 34519. Craig, do you want to put commercials or we can put a song first? Let's put a song. Here's Stevie Wonder for you guys.
If you missed Pawn Stars Unplugged, here's what you missed.
There was an old man busy dying in hospital, but really with all the pipes coming out of him, and whatever. So the wife and the children, whatever, they brought the priest, and the priest, amen, amen, you know, they do all this stuff. As the priest starts saying amen, amen, and the guy busy, almost dying, and as he was busy dying, he said, he marked the priest to give him a pen and paper, and so the priest gave him quickly a pen and paper, and the guy was writing a note. The priest didn't want to, he was in the middle of blessing and stuff. The guy just choked to death. He put the note in his pocket, and the next day in the funeral he pulled the note out and said, no, I've got a note from the guy that wanted to say, he says, you're stepping on the oxygen.
Cash Pawn Stars Unplugged Wednesdays at 6 p.m.
This is Ryan Friends with Roy Paris.
And thank you for staying with us. You are with Roy and Friends. Roy's not in this week. He will be back next week. You with Liel, and with me are Peter Feldman and Moshe Starograd, and we were talking about South African politics, we were talking about movies, we were talking about Venezuela. The other big things now is Davos, all the big guys, except the Americans actually. So the Americans and the English are busy, they're not in Davos. So all the other economies that are not really important to anybody are in Davos.
The British are trying to sort out Brexit.
Like Israel, like Brazil.
You know what?
Yes.
Liel, you're right, because South Africa is in Davos. Now, before you went to the music, I think, you know, that the ANC got a problem, because Cyril Ramaphosa, his hands are tight. He can do nothing before the election. Now, we don't know what I don't know what he was told in Davos. This is not to the public.
But doesn't matter what he was told. He's going there to say. He's going there to try to sell. That's basically.
No. But, you know, to sell is one. The other person must buy. Now, depends what you're going to sell me. And secondly, the other person said, yes, I'll buy providing A, B, C, and D. Must be a suspensive condition. Therefore, we don't know what they told them about that, the European, you know, and on which conditions we can come in.
As you mentioned, we are an African country.
Yes.
And you cannot promise, African country cannot promise anything to anybody before elections, because everything can change in 2 months.
That's right.
And so then whatever they promised you, you can.
He is waiting for after election, then you see action.
That's why they want to make the election as early as possible. Yeah. But also, the economy doesn't look like it's going anywhere great.
It's stagnant.
Zimbabwe are not in great shape.
Oh,
Zimbabwe,
terrible.
Zimbabwe is, you know, the IMF. Yeah. And the World Bank, they don't lend money to Zimbabwe.
No, we couldn't.
They're in arrears. They only take, don't give back.
Yeah. And last week they put the internet off in Zimbabwe because they decided it's too much for them. But the judge decided to put it back on, so it's still on.
A little petrol is 41 rand.
45, isn't it?
45 or 41?
45.
It's, listen, depends what hour you're talking about.
Whatever.
40, yeah. 45, 42, 42. Okay. So we don't want to get there. That's what we're trying to say. We don't want to get to Zimbabwe's, status. Another thing I told you about, January, Peter.
Yes.
Okay. What January is? January is a thing on Facebook that asks, ladies to send picture of the part of the body that's not supposed to be hairy, but let it grow, and they just advertising a picture, and it's got very, very big, very
response.
Big challenge. Yeah.
Response.
Hairy armpits, legs. Yeah. Women are going
that is
free,
really
and they're putting.
I'm not just, I never heard about it.
You never heard about it.
I never heard
you're
about
not
it
on
either.
Facebook. You guys not on social media.
No, I'm not on a Facebook.
No, you're not. You think you're on Facebook, but you're not.
Whatever.
There is stuff that the whole world talking about. Okay, Peter, what is Fortnite? Explain to me in three
words.
What
is what? Fortnite.
Good answer. So you see, you're not on Facebook.
2 weeks.
Eh?
2 weeks.
No, 2 weeks is Fortnite, yeah.
What? Doesn't matter. Everybody that listened to us know exactly what I meant and what happened just now. I just tried to prove to you that pop culture, you're not that much into the pop culture today. That's it. So Facebook is part of pop culture.
I know. I know. And people rely so much on social media.
Not anymore. I want to tell you that the...
A lot of the companies are. You know that.
Facebook is not what it used to be. And I'm finding it, especially now, okay, most of my friends are Israeli or South African. In Israel, we got election in 3 months. In South Africa, we got election in 3-4 months. Everything on Facebook, it's political, it's disgusting, because most of the people that are posting political posts on Facebook are extremists. To the left, to the right, it doesn't matter. I don't like extremists.
There's no middle of the road.
There is no logic.
There isn't.
This guy is horrible, this guy is horrible. There's no good things, there's no thinking about a way forward. It's just horrible.
I've heard of trolls.
Yeah, trolls, it's something completely...
They don't live under a bridge, do they?
Not these ones. Okay. Maybe they are, maybe they are. I don't
know. These are the trolls. Guys who really focus on belittling, being a rude, anti-Semitic, bad rumors. Yeah,
yeah. Again, that's part of the perks of the internet.
It's not a perk.
Huh?
It's not a perk.
It's what you will call it?
It's one of the... downside of the internet.
Yes, I mean, that's what I meant. Okay.
Anybody can put what they want on the internet.
Yes.
There doesn't seem to be.
And
you
freedom?
Can't read the internet and accept much of the stuff as fact because you don't know where it comes from. I mean, you've really got to do your homework and find out exactly where this information comes from. You know, I got into trouble many years ago. I was reviewing a movie called Waitress, and I read on the internet that the director who was murdered before the movie was finished. And I said she was murdered and she didn't finish her movie. I wrote this in a review because I'd read it on the internet. Her husband in Hollywood actually read my review, believe it or not.
Nice.
And he sent me an email. He's Jewish. And the director's was Jewish. And he sent me an email and said, you know, you got your facts wrong. Would you please put in an apology? And I started my apology by saying, you can't believe everything you read on the internet.
Yeah.
And he was very gracious and he thanked me for it. And he said, I was a mensch, if you don't mind. But as I said, you know, that was a glaring example of you can't believe everything you read on the internet.
100%. I agree with you. It's very, very dangerous. And the problem is that going to the mainstream media. It's going to the TV. It's going to the written, papers and stuff like this, because journalists are taking the facts out of the internet and putting it into the mainstream media. And sometimes it can be very, very bad.
Yeah. Of course, because you're reading this in print. And over the years, people think print is like the real thing.
Again, when I'm reading something that is not on the, on the internet, on the, I'm, like I'm saying, the mainstream media, I think that a journalist cannot just come and this, okay, Peter is, the murder someone. No, we need to go and,
I murdered the English language.
Let me tell you one thing. Newspapers, the main newspapers, they only sell if you give negative news.
Well, we know that.
You know, 100%, you know, but you can't give, you can't make up negative.
If you put the headline and you put,
nobody
10,
killed.
10 million people went to work today, you won't say what newspaper. You'll buy it.
I worked on a newspaper for 35 years of my life, so I know exactly the mechanics of putting together the news, what sells, what doesn't sell. And headlines are so important, and even sometimes they take a headline from the
but
last
we're not
paragraph.
Talking about that. We're talking about fake news. And
yes, because often they are writing about it. It's fake news, but they're writing about it. People read it and think it's the genuine thing. That's what I'm saying.
So as a journalist, you've got a lot of responsibility.
You have a huge amount of responsibility.
To do the right procedure and to go the right way to get the right...
But for the speed of getting newspapers out today, people don't always check their facts.
Dangerous.
And, you know, it's very important when you're interviewing someone, you get two sides of a story, to speak to both camps.
Peter, a very, very important question. What do you think about Phil Collins?
I love Phil Collins. I met him when he was in South Africa. He's great music, and it's of my generation.
So let's have Genesis to close the day today and continue after
night.
That.
One more night, isn't it?
No. One more night is to... okay.
This is Ryan Friends with Roy Paris.
And the time now is 9:54, almost 9:55, and it's time to say our goodbyes. So, first of all, thank you, Moshe.
Thank you.
You want to say something about Tottenham, or you prefer to
well,
stay quiet?
Yeah, well, Tottenham, nothing to say, but you know, I know the Liverpool, according to you, they're playing against Leicester.
I
hopefully,
so.
You know, where's they playing, at home or away?
At home,
okay.
Yeah, so you know, we have to win it.
Isn't it the FA Cup weekend? I don't think there's any club games this weekend. Never mind, we're going to move on.
I don't know. And Peter Feldman, thank you very, very much, and have a great, great weekend.
Thank you, and to our listeners, have a good Shabbos, and goodbye. We'll speak to you next week.
Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom.
And goodbye to everybody. See you on Wednesday.